during the break, Sharon called back in to say thank you for the help on fixing the blind. She was her mother's house that's been broken for weeks. They didn't know what to do. Called in, got it done live on the air. The cost of nothing.
I love it. I love it. That's how we become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Yes, sir. And as we get to Mary Lou next on the line, the question was, who was the first player to ever sign up with the Diamondbacks? Do y'all know?
Like when they
became a team.
Very first?
Yeah, very first player to sign a contract.
Wasn't Matt Williams the first baseman?
He was second.
Was he really?
Yep. Behind Jay Bell.
Oh.
Isn't he the guy that like, would hold it way up here and stand really funny?
No, no, that wasn't Jay Bell. That was somebody else.
Oh.
We'll have to put Mike on that.
Okay. Who is the guy that stood weird? So thanks for everyone that texted in. We'll draw a number here and text you back in just a moment. But
Jennifer Boonlorn's favorite player, but I cannot remember his name.
She wore his jersey forever. Council.
There it is.
Some council.
Yeah, I think you're right there, right there.
Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning. I was listening, and did I understand him to say that you can put the honeycomb shade behind your mini blinds? That they're only 3/8 of an inch and they'll black out the window completely, or was I mistaken?
All right. Neil?
Absolutely. That's not a problem. Most of the time it works without a problem. It also depends a little bit on your depth. If you only have, 3/8 of an inch depth, then it's going to protrude out just a little bit. But we can always make it happen. They have hardware to produce that.
And I can tell from the screen here that Mary Lou's calling from Tucson. So, Mary Lou, if you could take a picture of that and get it emailed up to Neil, where would she send that?
She can text all that information to area code 602-663-4495. 24 hours a day.
All right. And at the break, you said you wanted to introduce a Rosie listener discount.
Absolutely. Anybody that comes into one of the stores and screams out, "Rosie rocks," we're going to give them a 10% off.
Do they have to scream it?
We like that to scream. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to scream.
Now, how about if it's service at home?
If it's service at home, the exact same thing.
Okay.
We also honor our vets. I'm a vet. My brother's a vet. My son's in the military right now. So there's an additional 10% off for the vets.
Bailey's Blind Repair. Two locations.
Two locations, Mesa and Glendale.
That's for bringing your own blinds in and just kind of doing an assessment. Do you have this part? How do you fix that? But if I want it fixed in my house.
Absolutely. We'll come right to the job site and fix it right there. So if you're a property manager and you're in charge of a lot of property, if you're a rental and you have to get the house together before you sell the house.
Oh, yeah.
We do all that. You bet. A lot of blinds don't work and they can't sell the house until these are fixed and repaired. You bet. Work with a lot of maid services. Any type of window covering problem that you have, issue that you have, please let us know. We're full service.
And you do commercial.
Absolutely.
So the kids hanging from the blinds in the, I don't want to name a restaurant.
Lots of restaurants. Lots and lots of restaurants. Yeah,
but all the kids hanging from the blinds, breaking them, restaurant, property managers.
Yep, we can come right out to the job site, fix it right there, as long as it's not during their lunch hour.
There you go. Neil Frazier, founder and president of Bailey's Blind Repair. I can't thank you enough. You know, Saturdays are usually everybody's day off, so we appreciate you blowing your day off and coming in visiting with us.
Absolutely. We're out there 6-7 days a week, so if we can help, please let us know.
All right.
And you're looking for help as well.
Absolutely. Again, if somebody's out there and interested in doing some blind repair, we'd love to talk with you. You get in touch with me, Neil, again, 602-663-4495.
That's awesome.
I don't know any of our partners not looking for qualified help.
But I don't.
I like what you're saying. That this would be a roofing would be a good industry to try and recruit from. wait till that 115 degree day and just start handing out your business card with your hourly pay rates.
That's right,
man. Yeah, I don't know a Rosie certified contractor in the entire state of Arizona right now that isn't hiring. The residential remodeling index right now stands at about 108. That means we're 8% busier than we've ever been in recorded history, which was October of 2006. So you think we were heated up back then? We've even exceeded that pace today. That's why I can't caution you homeowners enough. This, now that everybody's busy, is the time you've got to proceed with extreme care. The amount of time you spend into picking your contractor and making sure they've got the capacity to pull the job off, making sure they're financially stable enough to finish your job, is extremely important, because what puts remodeling contractors out of business isn't a depression. It isn't a lack of work. It's a successful tradesman getting so successful he's got to hire people and hasn't learned the skills to manage those people, manage all the administrative skills, keep up with the paperwork, and he gets behind without truly knowing his cost of running a full-size operation. Busyness is what puts remodelers out of business. That's why you must proceed with caution. Folks, we just hope you had half as much fun tuning in today as we had presenting it to you. And we would only ask you one thing, the entire team here at Rosie on House. If you've been educated, enlightened, or uplifted, find somebody in this next week that needs the same thing and pay it forward. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
What a wonderful world.